3, 2, 1. From Rapid City, South Dakota, we go behind the scenes of South Dakota Mines Athletics with interviews and exclusive access. This is Hard Rocker All Access.
I'm Josh Van Valkenburgernert here with tight end coach Tavian Tumbleson. Thanks for joining us today, Tavian.
Of course, thank you.
This going into your second year here now. Obviously, your first year, you guys had a ton of success in the pass game especially. What are you guys kind of trying to do as a group to be able to keep that level and then improve on it?
Yeah, so the pass game, obviously, we had a great success last year with that. It was kind of natural for my group. I kind of inherited a very efficient pass game, catching tight ends. They were really efficient with their routes, catching balls. So that really wasn't what, I wasn't really prime on that. You could throw them out there any day and they'll be fine. I've really been focusing on the run aspect with my group, really, because, we dabble in the catch stuff, but, they had so many years under Coach Gent and them, so they understand what's going on, and I just kind of wanted to unlock that run game potential because I want to obviously open up the run game with my tight ends because, we're at the point of the attack a lot of the times. We're out in space making key blocks, so it's kind of been a big focus. Obviously, I got really good athletic, physical tight ends, so the pass game is just going to come with it, man. We got a bunch of weapons outside. It's just going to open up spots for us, so I'm excited.
Sure. And you did lose a couple, I guess, maybe tight end / fullbacks and Leone, Wickersham last year. What's it kind of been like to replace those guys, not only on the field, but kind of as leaders, too?
So it's been tough. I mean, we had Jake Leone. He was our honorable mention tight end. He was an old guy, senior. He obviously had the experience. He was here when, we were early times of, the floor era to the end and our success that we're building. He's been through it all. He was really a good safety blanket. Guys could relate to him. Guys could understand. He was a smart student, so they could ask him, here, what, when, why. Luke and Josh, we losing them. Playing wise, they've been in the system. They understand what they're doing. They know how to be successful student athletes here, but they're also helping on the coaching side. So it's nice to have them here because they're not really away. They're just physical presence on the field as away. But Henry played as a redshirt freshman last year. He took big strides this spring. So he's really kind of taken that ownership of the role of being the leader of the group because he's the oldest guy. He's relatively young still, but he's the oldest guy. So I think he's really taking that leadership role, hit it on the head. He's doing a great job. He's taking these young guys with us, so we're in good hands.
All right, thank you so much, Tavian. I'm here with redshirt junior Henry Dryden. Thanks for joining me today, Henry. You're tight end, obviously. What does that kind of role look like in this offense? Is it mainly pass catching? Is it mainly blocking? Or do you kind of get to do a hybrid of both?
Being a tight end, I feel like we got to be a jack of all trades. We got to be that extra guy on the line. That we got to be that 6-0 lineman, but also we got to be able to make impactful plays on offense as a receiver. So, I think it's really both. And the way Coach Shant has set it up, I think I have a good opportunity to make an impact in both.
Sure. And in kind of the past game, you lost two pretty key receivers. And I guess you're kind of looking at a bunch of guys to replace that production, right? So how exciting is that to be able to be, just a piece of that, hopefully elite offense again?
It's been cool. I mean, obviously we have a lot of young guys on our team, and we've been working really hard in the spring and just kind of in the summer. So I think, we have the potential to be whatever we want to be this season. So
sure.
And I'm just really excited.
Oh, sorry. Yep. And what does the tight end group kind of have to do to not only contribute as a group, but, go from 7-4 to 8-3, 9-2?
We got a lot of young guys in the tight end group. So I think, those young guys stepping up, making impacts on the field. I mean, those guys don't really have film, so it may play to our advantage to have those young guys who teams have never really seen before be able to come out and make plays. So.
All right, thank you so much for joining me. I'm here with running back, 6-year senior, Jalen Fry. How's it kind of been for you so far getting acclimated into, a new camp with a new team?
It's been really fun, just being somewhere new, trying to get assimilated and just being able to venture somewhere else. I really enjoy it, and my teammates have been really welcoming. The coaching staff has helped me along. They don't hold my hand, though, so I know I got to get going and kind of walk this path as a grown man.
Sure. Just in terms of learning the playbook and stuff, how much did, you know, obviously you sat out a year with an injury. How much did that help you kind of just with your football IQ and kind of learning some of that other stuff that maybe you wouldn't pay attention to when you're on the field?
I think it comes in handy. When you're sidelined and you're watching a game from a different perspective, everything starts to slow down and you kind of see the intricacies of the game. So it's about, you know, learning how to go fast tempo the right way, get the ball to the right ref when you're trying to run fast tempo, making sure you're getting out of bounds at the right times, and knowing just how to play situational football.
What do you think you need to do as a back and as the group needs to do just to help the team? You know, last year we went 7-4. What do you think needs to happen for you guys to take the next step as a team?
We need to be winners. We need to focus on our job, play in and play out, and physicality over everything. You know, be violent, be on the attack, and just make sure we're playing free. A lot of guys get that mixed up, you know, playing really hard and playing free. We just kind of gets lost in a game sometimes. Overall, I think we just have to have a winner's mentality, doing more than what's asked of us, practice-wise and lifting-wise, doing more than what's asked of us in the film room, and you know, kind of bringing that energy, that want to everyone, not just ourselves, making sure it spreads out and being a full unit, you know, top to bottom.
All right, thank you so much for joining me today, Jalen. Here with running back Orlando Westbrook Sanchez, now junior. What has it kind of been like for you, your journey so far? I guess your first year here would have been the COVID year?
No, the
year before.
Yeah.
Okay, and you kind of got recruited as an athlete. You were a QB in high school. Yeah. What was it like kind of learning a new position and making that adjustment?
At first, I would say it was pretty shocking, but football is going to be football. So if you put your head down and get into your playbook, it won't be too hard. And then at the time, we had Ahmad Lewis, and I can't thank him enough because he carried me through learning the playbook and how to play RB and how to carry the ball, just things like that. He taught me a lot, so I'm grateful for him.
And then for you, you know, what do you have to do personally? What do you feel like you guys have to do as a group to improve on kind of what you guys did last year?
I would say go through the hole faster. Like, we know where we need to go, but now it's about don't chop, don't think. Just get our plays done. And once we get the ball, run hard, head down, make people pay if they want to tackle us. Got to pay fee.
Sure. And how much does it help, you know, having such an experienced group of guys back there? You got you got Brian, you got Jalen, who are all at least in their fourth year. Mm-hmm. How much does that do for, you know, you guys just as having that experience and then being able to help the young guys along too?
It's fantastic. It's basically like we have four coaches out there. So like they've played the game so long that we can talk about football in a way that brings experience, but it brings a quick solution to our problems. Like, and then when we teach the young guys, like there's no back talk. They don't believe us. Like they take us for our word, which we appreciate.
All right. Thank you so much for joining me today, Orlando.
Thank you for listening to the Hard Rocker Huddle with host Josh Van Valkenburg-Gernert. Follow on Apple and Spotify.